Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're doing a comprehensive deep dive into Alphabet Inc., the parent company of Google, ticker symbol Goog. We're going to break down the business from top to bottom, the financials, the competitive position, the risks, and what the stock actually looks like from a valuation standpoint. This is a massive company, but there's a lot more going on under the hood than just search ads. Let's get into it. Alphabet is a true tech titan. With a market cap hovering around $4.6 trillion, it's one of the largest publicly traded companies in the world. The stock has had an incredible run, up over 68% in the past year alone, and over 200% in the last 5 years. That kind of performance puts it in rarefied air. But we're not here to just look at the rearview mirror. We want to figure out if this thing still has room to run, or if the easy money has already been made. Alphabet operates through a few key segments. The core business is Google Search and other advertising products, which is the cash cow. Then you have YouTube, which is a massive advertising and subscription business in its own right. Google Cloud is the growth engine, competing directly with Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure. Then you have what they call other bets, which includes everything from Waymo's self-driving cars to Verily's life sciences work. And of course, there's the massive infrastructure and AI investments that underpin all of it. Sundar Pichai is the CEO, and the company is headquartered in Mountain View, California, with over 185,000 full-time employees. Let's talk about where the money actually comes from. For fiscal year 2025, Alphabet generated over $402 billion in total revenue. The breakdown is telling. Google Search and other brought in over $224 billion, which is still the dominant profit engine. YouTube advertising contributed about $40 billion. Google Cloud came in at nearly $59 billion, which is a huge growth story. Google Network revenue was around $30 billion, and other bets contributed about $1.5 billion. Geographically, the United States is the largest market at over $194 billion, followed by EMEA at $117 billion, and Asia-Pacific at about $68 billion. The key takeaway here is that while search is still the king, cloud is becoming a real business, and YouTube is a monster in its own right. Now let's go through the earnings picture. Alphabet's most recent full fiscal year, 2025, showed net income of over $132 billion. That's up from $100 billion in 2024 and $74 billion in 2023. Earnings per diluted share came in at 10.81 compared to 8.04 the year before. Revenue growth accelerated nicely, going from $350 billion in 2024 to $403 billion in 2025. Gross profit margin held strong at over 60%, and net profit margin was nearly 38%. Operating income was $129 billion. These are staggering numbers by any standard. The company is generating massive cash flow with free cash flow of over $73 billion in 2025. That said, capital expenditures have ramped up significantly, over $91 billion in 2025 alone, largely driven by AI infrastructure investments. That's a key dynamic to watch. Management has been very clear about their strategy on recent earnings calls. They emphasize that the massive CapEx spend is intentional and necessary to maintain leadership in AI. They see AI as a once-in-a-generation platform shift, and they're investing aggressively to capture that opportunity. Cloud revenue growth was a highlight, and they noted that AI-related contributions within cloud are accelerating. They also highlighted strong performance in YouTube and search, with AI integrations driving better user engagement and advertiser returns. The tone was confident, but measured. They know they're spending a lot, but they believe the payoff is coming. Let's dig into the balance sheet. Alphabet has over $30 billion in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets of $206 billion. Total assets are $595 billion. On the liability side, total current liabilities are about $103 billion, and total liabilities are $180 billion. That leaves shareholders' equity at over $415 billion. The company has very little debt relative to its equity. Debt to equity is only about 0.19. Return on equity is nearly 39%, and return on invested capital is over 19%. The current ratio is 1.92, and the quick ratio is the same, which tells you they have plenty of liquidity. They also pay a small dividend, about 84 cents per share annually, but the yield is negligible at less than a quarter of a percent. This is a fortress balance sheet. Now let's run through a SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. Alphabet has an incredibly strong financial position, with massive cash flow, high margins, and a dominant market position in search and digital advertising. Their AI capabilities are world-class, and they have a diverse revenue base across search, YouTube, cloud, and other bets. Weaknesses. The company is heavily reliant on advertising revenue, which is cyclical. Regulatory risks are significant, especially around antitrust in the US and Europe, and the massive CapEx spend on AI is a drag on free cash flow in the near term. Opportunities. AI is the biggest opportunity. If Alphabet can successfully integrate AI across search, cloud, and consumer products, it could unlock enormous value. Cloud is still underpenetrated relative to AWS and Azure, and there's room to grow. YouTube subscription and ad businesses also have runway. Threats. Competition is fierce. Microsoft is pushing hard with AI through its partnership with OpenAI. Amazon is a formidable cloud competitor. Regulatory actions could force structural changes or limit business practices. And there's always the risk that AI commoditizes search, reducing Alphabet's moat. Performance-wise, the stock has been on a tear. Over the past 6 months, it's up over 57%. The one-year return is nearly 69%. But in the last month, it's pulled back about 2.25%. That's a minor correction in the context of a massive rally. The industry average for internet content and information has actually been negative over the past year, down over 22%, so Alphabet is significantly outperforming its peers. The beta is 1.27, meaning it's slightly more volatile than the market, but not wildly so. For a stock of this size, that's pretty reasonable. Now let's get to the valuation. We ran a comprehensive analysis using a forward PE model, which is the most appropriate framework for Alphabet given its strong analyst coverage, positive earnings trajectory, and consistent free cash flow generation. The model has high confidence and passed all sanity checks. The setup uses a discount rate of 10%, a perpetual growth rate of 2.5%, a 5-year projection period, and a terminal PE of 18. The forward PE target is set at 22, which is a normalized historical level aligned with forward growth expectations, not the inflated industry average. We also adjusted for the fact that free cash flow conversion has been temporarily compressed due to heavy AI capex, so the model gradually steps up the FCF to net income ratio from 55% to 68% over the projection period. Share count reduction is assumed at about 1.8% annually, which is slightly below the 5-year average, reflecting the higher capex needs. So what does this all spit out? The current price is about $379. Our fair value estimate, using the MarketSnap fair value, comes in at around $278. That implies an upside of negative 5.6 cent. In other words, the stock appears to be trading above our estimate of intrinsic value. The 5-year base CAGR is negative 1.16%, which suggests that at the current price, you might be looking at muted returns over the next half decade if the valuation compresses. But let's be clear, this is a model, not a prediction. The key drivers here are the forward PE multiple, the pace of AI capex normalization, and the actual revenue growth from cloud and AI products. If those come in stronger than assumed, the fair value could move higher. Conversely, if competition or regulation pressures margins, the downside could be real. Here's my take. Alphabet is an incredible business with a dominant competitive position, a fortress balance sheet, and a massive growth opportunity in AI. But the stock is not cheap. At 29 times trailing earnings and a forward PE that's still above the normalized historical level, the market is already pricing in a lot of good news. The upside case is that AI drives a new wave of revenue growth, cloud becomes a major profit center, and the multiple stays elevated. The risk case is that CapEx stays high, margins compress, and the multiple reverts to the mean, which would lead to flat or negative returns for years. My verdict is that Alphabet is a high-quality business, but at this price, it's more of a hold than a buy for long-term investors. If you already own it, I wouldn't sell. The business is too good. But if you're looking to start a position, I'd wait for a better entry point. Let's put some numbers on it. If you invested $10,000 today, Our model suggests it could be worth about $9,435 in 5 years, assuming base case assumptions. That's a slight loss in nominal terms. Of course, if the AI thesis plays out better than expected, that number could be significantly higher. But I'm not willing to pay a premium for hope. I want a margin of safety. So for me, this is a watchlist stock at current levels. I'd be a buyer closer to the 275 to 300 range. That wraps up our comprehensive analysis of Alphabet. If you found this helpful, hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives. Let me know in the comments what stock you want me to cover next. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.